Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
It's Jim Cramer here. You're listening to the opening bell of CNBC's Squawk on the Street. Don't miss a minute of the action.
Good Monday morning. Welcome to Squawk on the Street. I'm Carl Kington here with Jim Cramer, David Faber at Post 9 of the New York Stock Exchange. Coming off the best week for the S&P in about 6 months, and futures are solid ahead of a very busy few days. Apple and Amazon earnings, a Fed decision, a jobs number, 10-year 463. Our roadmap begins with Musk's surprise visit to China. Tesla passing some key hurdles in that country, giving that stock a big surge in the pre-market.
Plus, we will have the latest on those deal talks around Paramount as well, the potential departure of the company's CEO as it also gets ready to report after the bell. Speaking of earnings, it is the busiest week of quarterly results. Nearly one-third of the S&P 500 and 20% of the Dow are reporting. Apple and Amazon, of course, lead the way this week.
Let's begin with Tesla rallying in the pre-market today following Musk's visit to China, the company winning approval to roll out its full self-driving technology in that country. Jim, this is a partnership with Baidu being called a watershed moment for FSD.
Yeah, I mean, you need to have I remember when I wrote on a Waymo, which is obviously Google's product, you had to have the Google Map. You just need this infrastructure in order to be able to make it. It was obviously being withheld. Is it worth 22 points? Well, and I think there are people who are short Tesla betting that there had to be more earnings problems. I mean, there's a Evercore piece out here saying lowering price target to 145 from 155. That probably was pre-China. But, David, there is a sense among the companies that make self-driving that there's this holy grail robo-taxi plan out there, forgetting the fact, I think, in this case, that Teslas are expensive. More expensive than the regular car.
A regular car?
You mean the Chinese.
I mean, at the same time that, you're reading about and hearing about Musk's visit and the okay for moving full self-driving, at least, into the Chinese market, you're also well aware that BYD continues to be able to lower the price of its entry model to well below half of what Tesla charges for a car in the Chinese market. Not to mention what that will mean in other markets outside the U.S. in terms of continued competition from those EV makers in China, who, as we pointed out so many times, have lowered price and increased quality. Doesn't necessarily mean that they are the equivalent of a Tesla, but the price differential is pretty significant. So you're still dealing with that. But what you're reminded of here, though, guys, is that it's, you know, you thought it was safe to short Tesla finally.
Well,
maybe,
that's what
and
I
then
gonna,
it isn't.
I was going to say that, but I just feel like I would never even admit that people are shorting Tesla because it is just. It's a Widowmaker trade.
It is. You would have thought that, except that, of course, you would have been up. I mean, you were down 40% only a week ago before the earnings print.
Well, we didn't know he was going to go to China and get this. I mean, Carl, I think that the bulls are saying that he's back in most favored nation status. I would come back and say that's absolutely true. But why would you buy this instead of a BYD? Now, David says the quality maybe more status symbol. But if it's a robo-taxi, who cares? I mean, it's about utility. It's not about how good it looks. Do we care how good when you take an Uber? I mean, yes, some people want to take a black car, but for the most part, you take what you can get.
Do you think China has the potential to be the tip of the spear around the world on full self-driving?
No, because it's just, I think self-drive is, as David often mentions, if someone dies in a self-drive, it's considered to be a story. If someone dies in a crash, it's not a story.
Yeah, it's a strange comparison we continue to make here. There's stories today about Ford self-drive. I mean, you know, the Surface Transportation Board and the investigations that they'll do, and yet tens of thousands of people still die every year behind the wheel.
Yeah, because of drunk driving. I mean, get rid of drunk driving.
And texting.
Yeah, and
don't
texting.
Don't forget that, or watching television. Forget texting. I mean, you see people fully engaged with their phone watching a movie all
the
time.
That's why I want self-driving.
Yeah.
Now, I always gauge it these days by looking at the price of FCX. you need more copper when you buy Tesla. And FCX has been telling the truth. FCX says that more Teslas are going to be sold. FCX goes down, it's going to be fewer Teslas. I wish that there were more to it than that, but that's the algorithm that people want to understand how much Tesla is being valued at a given time. Watch copper first.
Copper, highest since April of 2022.
Meaningful.
Today, yeah. Meantime, more broadly, Jim, about the market, we mentioned best week in 6 months or so. Nice piece out of Morgan Stanley today. Strong aggregate earnings surprises, up 9% upside, best in about 3 years.
That was a very positive piece. Let's say Costin's a little bit more tempers that by saying that it's really the companies with the highest quality growth that are going up. And, of course, the highest quality growth is mega cap. So the broader range of the Morgan Stanley could trump everything. David, we do have animal spirits last week that were quite impressive. You know, you report Google and Google goes up and then it goes up and then it goes up. I mean, it has like three waves of go up. And that's
well, as the week ended, of course, on the strength of both Alphabet's and Microsoft's earnings.
Right.
You think that was animal spirits there?
I did think it. Now I wonder whether someone's going to give back if Apple really is going to have a tie-up with chat and not Google, as the New York Times. And well, actually, the whole thing started with Bloomberg reporting that there was going to be a tie-up. Remember?
In I Apple's do. Seven? I do. I do remember that.
Apple's and, was up two and sagging egg.
I know. Those kinds of stories are always hard. These things are dynamic.
And because they're just sourced?
I don't know why. It's always hard to know what.
That was a softball. You're supposed to see, Jim, though, you see that they're not sourced, but remember, there's no penalty for if you screw up.
No, there isn't. But on Apple, it's always hard. Just because
Apple's impossible.
They're just very difficult.
I'd like to think I'm close to Apple. I never know what they're going to do.
This is the upgrade from Tony Saganaki. Today goes to outperform 195. Jim, stock's been derated. The premium is low by history. China weakness is cyclical, not structural. Look, and more AI could be a tailwind.
Look, I know. I mean, but I saw this going over at Ben Stoto. I mean, you know what I'm going to say.
Yes, I do.
How do you call a top an apple? What's the way you call a top an apple? You have a guy who's not even going to identify as being the biggest bear, but it's the biggest bear. Switch direction and go positive. That's what's called a top. So I hope that's not the case because my channel trust owns it. We say own it, don't trade it. But we were upset to see him join it ahead of the quarter, as if somehow, even when you read him, he doesn't say this quarter's the breakout. But to have him on board has a bad feel. But that's like having, you know, when Sports Illustrated existed, it was like having the Sports Illustrated.
Yes, the curse.
Right? The curse of Sports Illustrated. Remember that? Or was that Sporting
News?
Which one went away?
I do. What
Which one went away?
The curse or Sports Illustrated?
Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated is kind of no longer, yeah.
Right.
Sadly.
Since they bought the street, I managed to throw in
gratuitous
reference.
Yeah. I can remember, obviously, a long, long time ago, really being excited every time that show, my
sure,
mailbox.
Sure, it came out Friday.
Reading it cover
to cover.
It was like
the greatest. I always checked Faces in the Crowd for David's kid. What do you have, 95 mile an hour short? But what do you
That was.
No, I'm joking about it.
Great journalism, but that's a long time ago, Jim.
But Jamie Salter is a very smart guy, and he has the intellectual property. I love that guy. But I will say that what's happened, Carl, is when I read it, I feel there's a jinx. And what time is he booked? On this 9 and the 12 and the 7 and the 15? He's on the 15.
You want to talk? I mean, Amazon reports later in the week talking
about
breaking
up the Shark Tank for him.
And is there a possibility they're going to institute some sort of dividend, Jim? You've been
hearing that's
this
the
at
new
all?
Thing.
Because there's a rumor. You know, there's apparently there was a Bloomberg page that had an ex-dividend date, and people are like, "What's going on here?" And the stock is actually
if they
up
add a dividend,
1.5%
because that's what people want. I mean, you know, Alphabet, when you talk to people behind the scenes at Alphabet, they were like, "Hey, you wanted a dividend, you wanted transparency. Well, we gave you everything you need, and you know what? It worked." It was an amazing call. The Alphabet call actually talked about how they make money.
That's another reason why you had this conversation, or at least why this rumor would have some traction, which is that that Alphabet, a very small dividend, but nonetheless first
time. It's going to give back some, but it was incredible to find out how they make money, because they make money in everything. It was much more bullish than I thought. When I went through Alphabet's quarter, when I parsed it, so to speak, I saw that they make money. They're even losing money in these other bets. I bet you they bring back other bets and just make another line item. Because other bets was an excuse to lose money. And I don't think they're going to tolerate that anymore. I think that they have a new intolerance toward losses of money. I wish they would talk about Fitbit as like the analog for what we shouldn't have done. You know, a little remonstration.
Well, that sort of ties in with what Wilson said in that note this morning, that the reaction to these nice upside surprises has been pretty muted because they think the street's being discerning on efficiency, operation-wise, discipline, expense-wise.
Well, I mean, I do think, look, I think he represents now Main Street. That's true. And good. And good.
Who represents Main Street? What?
Wilson.
Wilson?
Wilson's
Wilson.
Come around.
Wilson. Price on Wilson? Which Wilson? Mike Wilson we're talking about here.
Morgan Dennis Stanley. Madison Wilson.
All right, sometimes I mean, it's a little hard, guys, to keep up, okay?
Well, if you focus on what we're doing, it wouldn't be. Instead of focusing on Tiny Sky Dancer.
Don't believe me. I got so much
no,
on
no,
that.
No, I just think Wilson's represented mainstream. Saga Nagy is the curse of Apple. I mean, where are the guys who you counted on to be negative? What happened to them? Where are the Bears? Where's Jellystone National Park? Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey, boo. Hey, boo-boo.
Let's go get some Big Big Biscuits.
I'll tell you.
We could go full Hanna-Barbera. We could do the whole show in Hanna-Barbera.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah.
Who did? Was Zaslav have the intellectual property?
The rights to Warner. Yeah, I believe that's, Warner Brothers property.
And who has the rights to Tiny Sky Dancer, the Journal? What a great piece this morning.
Well, Paramount did do the Elton John movie.
That's true.
Yes. Yes, they did.
David has it covered.
Are we going to get to it after
a
break?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
But can I just say that we have a good quarter from Domino's this morning?
Yes.
If you want to know
what else?
Who has good quarters.
Okay, good.
We have another slash and burn of Charter. They underperform on every single lineup except for the ability to be able to produce something. I don't know. I'm trying
that
to find something
positive. That stock is down 35% this
so
year
far,
for a reason.
So far, everybody loves, but I question when you get them on because he has to. Every time he issues equity, it's positive. But when you issue a convert, Anthony, you should know, you can short against a convert from now that the cows come home. I got two cows.
We are going to talk to him in the next hour. Decent guidance.
You have two cows?
I got two cows, yeah. They're really
cool. Are they new?
Yeah, I just got them.
You just got them?
Yeah.
Really? What, did you mail order? How do you get a cow these days, Jim?
Yeah, you get
on
them
on Amazon?
You get them from Omaha Steak. That's how you get them. Oh, no. We got to go.
Oh, I want pictures of him.
Are they dairy cows, or are they? No,
are you
no,
them?
They're you know, they're a little older.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Look at these two. Lucy and Massey, but they told me to call it Macy. But Macy's right, is like,
gonna,
you know, in a tri-
we're
going to
get this picture. We're going to get it on TV to show people.
Is it
those
Macy?
Are two beautiful
they're
cows.
They're beautiful. You can't do anything other than feed them.
We'll get
they
to,
love donuts.
We will get to Kramer's cows. We'll get to Paramount, SoFi. I got some calls today on Lulu, AT&T, Southwest. Take a look at the pre-market. Back in a moment.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones, from powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY, a big idea that inspired the world to invest differently, and still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
All right, let's talk some Paramount, shall we? Going through my endless number of notes here, much of which is not actually the reporting of which is not made air. But, you know, this morning, instead of going through the we've already been through sort of the substance of the Ellison Skydance offer in terms of how potentially it would work. But let me bring you up to date, at least based on what I know, having spoken to any number of people who are around this process, both on the special committee side, the company side, on the Ellison Group side. And there you take a look at Paramount shares, which are up. By the way, waiting for the stepping down of Bob Bakish, the CEO. That not going to happen this morning, but very much anticipated after the close. I believe the company also reporting after the close. So we're waiting for that. As for the process under which this company may have a change in control, that is certainly a focus for many shareholders who have been less than enthused with the idea of control shareholder Sherry Redstone through National Amusements getting a large premium for her shares while they got nothing except the promise of a higher stock price based on a merger with the Paramount Studio and Skydance itself. What I can tell you is they have moved along here in terms of this exclusive negotiation that's been going on between the special committee and the Ellison Group, to the point where it is my understanding, at least, that they've gotten to basically kind of what they would call expect to be a final offer from Skydance. Now, things can always change. You can always tweak things. It doesn't appear that they're going to have a deal in hand as of the end of exclusivity on Friday. But perhaps they will get very close to at least having something that is close to that deal that could be signed up, brought to the control shareholder, namely that being Sherry Redstone. It does include, is my understanding, and this is an important component here and one that the special committee has been pushing for, what is essentially a premium that would be paid at least to B shareholders for some percentage of their shares, meaning, yes, you merge in Skydance through buying Skydance at roughly a $5 billion value. Then, as I've been reporting for weeks now, there would be a large issuance of stock, primary shares from the company that would be bought by Larry Ellison, by Redbird, by KKR, which also owns a part of Skydance right now, and potentially some other investors. But what would also be bought at a premium is some percentage of B holders' ownings. Can't imagine it's a large percent. I don't know what the number is. Would it be 10%? Who knows? But that is apparently part of what is essentially their sort of the offer that they have made to try to meet the objections of, or at least the worries of the special committee that feels like, hey, we have to offer some form of liquidity to the B holders so they feel like they've gotten something out of this, other than, of course, the merits of the transaction themselves, which, again, as I've reported in the past, include delevering, include what they believe would be a significant amount of cost savings to the tune of at least $1 billion, perhaps $2 billion, and to the prospect of having Larry Ellison as your essentially controlling shareholder in many ways, which wouldn't be a bad thing. Certainly he has very deep pockets. All of that, of course, is something the special committee, Jim, has to figure out as they weigh whether to sign this up, whether to see if they can get something out of Apollo and Sony that's real. Yes, I hear Sony would love to be there in some fashion, would love to own the studio as so many others would. Nothing has come in yet. Even though it's exclusivity, nothing stops the Sony from sending a letter in with some granularity and detail. Under what I'm hearing, at least, the plan would be with Apollo and Sony teamed up. Sony would be the majority owner. They would merge, obviously, Paramount and Sony together. They'd throw Legendary in, which is controlled by Apollo. But all these things have a lot of regulatory risk. Well, Sony does. Okay. And by the way, I brought up the idea of the Japanese, whether they would be there for Sony USA in the end in terms of signing off on a deal that would require a lot of cash from them. But regulatory-wise, it's like, I mean, Apollo owns stations. What do you do with the station group? You have to get rid of that, too. So really, you're just buying the studio there because asset sales are a huge part of that potential transaction, if it were to even come to the fore. And again, nothing has been sent into the special committee of any level of granularity, let alone at all from Sony, is what I'm understanding at this point. And then if you are the Ellison Group, Jim, you've got an FCC review. It's going to take some time. You've committed to a deal in which you're buying stock at a premium, by the way, over the current price. You're going to sit out there for 9 months while your capital is at risk, as the cash flow goes down, as you're dealing with an over-levered company that has yet to do that carriage agreement with Charter, which could end up in a not particularly good place. It's got a lot of risk to it.
That is fabulous reporting. Okay, so I listen to you and I think, okay, you mentioned Larry Ellison. So let's say Amazon were to try to buy Paramount. No, Justice Department would say Jonathan Kinner, no way. Let's say Apple wanted to buy it.
No
Jonathan Kinner, no way. Let's say Alphabet wanted to buy it.
No way.
How about the fourth guy who has the best network with the best technology and data analytics, which is what the Wall Street Journal says you need? How about Oracle? But not really. We make it Larry Ellison. Justice Department doesn't see through that. The deal gets done.
Yes.
Skydance has absolutely, what, is 90 million in revenues? Like, which is better, DJT or Skydance? David, this is a backdoor way for a great American company to be able to own a company.
Well, Ellison, it would be obviously a very different approach for him.
But it's such a great Trojan horse.
You'd know that they'd be there. You'd know that there would be technology at the root of so much of what they're doing. And that certainly is the prospect that at least the Ellison Group is trying to present to the special committee. But it's very difficult for them. They got to look at, all right, status quo. which, by the way, this company is potentially going to be run by a committee starting tomorrow, Paramount. Ellison deal, or if you can really nail something down, that's a big premium from Apollo and Sony.
Absolutely.
And deal with the regulatory risk, then maybe you sign that up. But that hasn't come to the fore yet.
Well, so. I'll tell you, a lot of members, Simon and Garfunkel said, no man is an island, right? But Larry Ellison owns an island. You know, it's a huge island in Hawaii, which is fabulous. This would be chump change for him.
It would
and yet then they would be able to use the data analytics of Oracle, which are really fabulous, by the way. And David, I don't know about Sony, but let me ask you, if it's Sony America, do they have any money?
Well, no, they got the Japanese, which I pointed out would have to obviously sign on. My understanding is at this point they are supportive, but it always comes down to when you have to write the check.
But as you wait for this deal to get done, is the cash flow not going lower?
It's probably going lower.
Yeah. It's in the content business.
It's protected by the government. By the way, there's real questions about an NFL deal and whether that would be something that they'd be willing to sign up to with
Apollo
and Sony.
Got to throw around the NFL deal. Why don't you throw around
the NFL's a key part of their programming.
Champions League? Why don't you throw around Champions League? How about, hey, David, the Masters.
A tradition like no other?
Yeah. How about Jalen? Remember how poorly he did for Villanova? And then he comes to your team. He looks great.
Jalen Brunson is amazing. I'm aware of who he played for. He played great for them, too.
I'm talking about March Madness. I'm throwing that in, too.
Yep.
We got to go.
We'll see what happens with Paramount tonight, if not before. Kramer's Mad Dash and the opening bell coming up in a couple of minutes.
Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
All right, let's get to a quick mad dash here. Southwest Airlines. Oh, there are the cows.
Okay, there's Lucy and Macy.
New additions to the Kramer family.
Yes, not Jensen and Wong. People say that's not what I mean. As much as I love them,
they're
Jensen
beautiful.
And Wong.
All right, now we're really running out of time.
Well,
get to Southwest.
Cows
you want to just get
brilliant.
It to the, on,
no
the, other, on the other side of the bell? Because we don't have enough time to
cows
hit it here.
Cows learn at least one word, which is run.
Run.
Like from the slaughterhouse. These are not. Once you name them, you can't eat them. That's the old rule.
They're beautiful.
Okay, so,
no, we don't have time. We got to do the bell, then we'll do it on the other side.
Here. Really?
Yeah. Look what time it is.
Okay.
Let's get this bell and the CNBC real-time exchange of the big board. It's BWLTG in celebration of the company's IPO at the NASDAQ. Churchill Downs, parent company of the Kentucky Derby, coming up this weekend, Jim.
Oh, boy, it always has good numbers.
Yeah.
Anyone who's ever been there knows pageantry is terrific. It's fantastic.
All right, so you were going to get to this call on Southwest.
Yeah, okay, so we had Mr. Jordan. It's very tough. Okay. This piece is really brutal. It says that because of Boeing, which apparently Bloomberg says is going to sell some bonds, because of Boeing and some other operational issues, they downgrade to sell, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, and then they actually say the dividend's in trouble.
Wow.
The dividend has been a big help there. So I just feel it's a Job-like year for them. I don't know what you can do. A lot of this is not their fault. It's Boeing's fault. But Bob's he's in a jam. And he came on last week. I think he is very straightforward, but the jam is real. They have to cut back some roots. So I don't know. I just too early.
Having to cut some roots to select cities, which is going to weigh on capacity, which might weigh on airfares as
Absolutely.
We watch that contribution to CPI?
Yeah. We need that. We need that down, and that could help. We got to get insurance down. This, by the way,
Goldman did say they do see relief in car insurance.
I know, and that
way.
Was good. And I think one of the reasons they do that is if you've been reading some of the auto parts stories, people have not been reporting accidents because they know that it'll jack up their premium. So I think that insurance could be under, I think it could be under pressure. And then you really, you got used cars under houses under attack today, owned by these companies that buy them. It's really not that big, but it's important. But if you get house, you get rentals. Avalon Bay upgraded, so you got to be price target bump. But you get car insurance down, then suddenly the Fed has a little more leeway. It's not bad. No one's talking about that. It's too granular, but it could matter, David.
When it comes to mega cap tech guys, obviously we talked about Apple top of the show, that upgrade from Bernstein, which very much worries Jim. But has the stock up 2.6%. And then Meta adding to the losses from last week. Of course, the follow-on to what was a very poor reception in terms of, at least in the stock market, to those plans to spend upwards of perhaps the high-end $40 billion on CapEx as they continue to build out all their AI capabilities. Not a follow-through on Alphabet, which is down, or Microsoft, both of which were up nicely.
Right.
Alphabet more so after reporting strong earnings. But Amazon does get a bid in part on this sort of, well, we'll see what the quarter looks like. And, you know, is there a possibility that there would be some sort of minor dividend added as
well,
Alphabet chose to do?
You know, here, what is the problem with Meta? Slowing user growth, engagement with Facebook, increased competition from other social media places, TikTok, regulatory scrutiny, higher operating expenses and investments in new technologies. Where did I get that? From the site I'm now using. That's from Meta. Meta AI.
Oh.
How do you like that? You want the single source of truth about Meta? Go to Meta AI. Pretty negative. This site, which of course uses Jensen Huang, Bill Whitaker there, I covered it, is really fabulous. I used it for an Ethereum analysis this weekend, but it's got great stuff on the Meta downgrade. I think it's very conversational. Very breezy. I would put it up there with Claude 3, Anthropic. And, you know, congratulations. They spent a fortune, but it's really good. No one's talking about it. I'm using it now ahead of Claude 3.
Interesting. The stock might be reacting this morning to some headlines about some EU rules probing their use of what they're calling Russian disinformation.
I guess the EU needs a little more money. Yeah. Jeez, what an annuity stream. Imagine if you're EU, you sit back, David. Hey, let's go after Oracle today on that Skydance thing. You know, let's go after, they try to select them, right?
You think so? It's just,
well, David, if they need EU money, what are they going to do? Shake down European companies? The European companies going to give them anything? Give me a break.
They've already eliminated competition there.
Right. Well, it's just that who's due? Like they said, who haven't we hit lately? Oh, we haven't hit Amazon lately. Can
that's
you gin up something on Amazon,
very
please?
Cynical
gin
view,
up
Jim.
Oh, cynical?
It's a very cynical view of antitrust
and
of broader regulation.
Yeah.
Very. They have a different approach in Europe, that is true. It's not all about the consumer as well, as you know.
No, it's about the EU needing money. Hey, maybe they'll fund Ukraine with Amazon fines.
Oof. Wow.
Meantime, Jim mentions Jensen Huang on 60 Minutes with Bill Whitaker over the weekend, talked about the future of AI and the potential impact on employment. Take a listen.
We're hoping that it does things that surprise us. That's the whole point. In some areas like drug discovery, designing better materials that are lighter, stronger, we need artificial intelligence to help us explore the universe in places that we could have never done ourselves.
Like Jensen, look, they obviously, they presented the view, which just as it could be the David view, that the machines could beat us, and then the David view that the job loss is going to be significant. And obviously, every time Jensen says that, what he says is, look, every time you do more, you hire more people, a la all the chips that Facebook bought, and they're not, they'll be hiring
Nobody,
people.
Though, has an answer for, you know, again, not even, all right, the robots taking over and it reaching general intelligence and deciding that we're all superfluous, but the bad actors, that one. Bad actors.
Bad actors,
Jim.
Is real.
That's
the
real.
How, the
and when you have open source, you were just mentioning Meta, Llama 3 open source, when you have the ability for the bad actors to have access to the same level of technology.
I think Jensen would say the bad actors can do anything. We have look at the upgrade today. The huge piece on Palo Alto Networks, the bad actors got into your UNH. If one more person knows my healthcare records, I'll kill them.
I mean, bad actors.
Everyone knows my healthcare records. They call me five times a day. They actually use
the
my
level
area
of destruction
code.
That they can undertake as a result of access to the highest levels of generative AI is pretty frightening.
But how
over
about
time.
What Jensen's talking about healthcare? They have a healthcare division. They're going to solve so many illnesses.
Right.
They are.
So at the same time, our enemies are trying to figure out what's the best way to eliminate as many people as we can and screw up their economy as best we can. We're going to have the...
By TikTok, owning TikTok, and doing disinformation. Stop working right now. America's a weak country. I don't know what TikTok does. I use TikTok.
You use everything.
I use everything, because I'm trying to be, you know, cool.
Yeah.
You know, you saw me this weekend. I was cool.
Yes, you were.
The White House Correspondents' Dinner, David.
I wasn't invited.
Oh, boy, yeah. David. You would have seen Coombs.
I bet I would have seen a lot.
You would have seen the 4 a.m. pizza I got.
Speaking of employment, Jim, I think Goldman's still at 275 for Friday's number.
We don't want that. We need 175. And we have to go over 4. Because then, and not just because Jamie wants to, and we got to go over 4 because what happens is that we can then say the Fed has more leeway next time. We have to have insurance that we went down over the components, but I fear a strong number. But I also believe that we're in a trend where we're getting a little bit weaker. I'm using that from transports because I still believe the transports are good.
That was Goldman's view as well. They're still in the July camp, July-November cuts. We do see the next few prints being softer. And they said even if we did get a surprise, unlikely that a hike would be in play. They'd be more apt to just keep this the same.
Yeah, Ed Yardeni had some really good stuff on Squawk, just saying, look at final demand, it's fine. There is no stagflation. I think if you do an intelligent breakdown of what's been rising that's been hurting us, those are all weakening. I think the Fed sees that. Fed watches the show. They hear this stuff. Hey, I know Treasury does.
Yes. Did you pick something up that I'm unaware of?
That the Yankees won. The Mets won. I don't know. You seem so happy.
Everybody won. The Rangers won. The Rangers swept the Capitals.
I hate to see
Knicks are up 3-1 against the Sixers.
He's not grumpy. He's like really happy. I'm used to grumpy.
Cranky.
Or sleepy.
Or sleepy. Yeah. Cranky or sleepy. That's, yeah. I'm all the seven dwarfs.
Look, I wanted to see the mega caps down and see the actual stocks up. And we're getting that. We don't want the mega caps to run away because we go back to the universe of seven stocks that are up and everything else is down.
Tesla considered a mega cap again now that it's right around a $600
yes.
billion dollar market
yeah,
value
is.
With that
it
move
is.
Up today of 12% in the stock price?
Oh my God, David, Disney's up. Ever since Peltz has been going down, how about that Disney's up? What is that?
What about that? Disney?
Well, it's up.
Yeah, okay.
It hasn't really been up since Peltz went away.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know you're still chafing at that one, aren't you? You're still upset.
Chafing.
You.
I'm chafing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm chafing. How about Oracle and the Trojan Horse? How's that doing today?
Oracle and the Trojan Horse.
Jonathan Kanner's ready to stop that deal in a heartbeat.
There's no antitrust on a Skydance Paramount deal.
Oh, and, no, David, Jonathan Kanner watched the show.
No,
and what they're
not,
saying, what,
this,
wait, will you listen to
the show
where
you
Ellison
just
is
wave
not,
to regulators all day,
I love
all day
the regulators.
Long?
I'm not, FTC does not watch the show, so I'm not ready.
No, Lena Khan does not watch the show.
No, she does
did.
Not watch the show.
She would personally come mute. Down here, and she would program her generative AI to figure out how to
I'm
eliminate
I'm just saying
you.
That if you're going to not go after this, if you're going to go after Simon and Schuster merger with whoever, over, you know, that's the Stephen King case. You think you're not going to go after the Oracle?
You're not. You're not. The FCC review will be, I'm sure, significant. By the way, there's going to be plenty of asset sales associated with any deal that, unless it was just a non-deal, and Paramount just stays out there, but any deal, CBS, stations, the networks. Okay. All anybody really wants is the studio. That's of great value.
That's a very good point.
The other, only other thing I'd mention on Paramount is sort of, we talked about it enough for now, but I do hear that Sherry Redstone has other bids for Just National Amusements that don't involve any of the difficulties of the complex transaction we're talking about.
Okay.
Maybe if they're real, she takes one. And then there's somebody else who's a control shareholder of the company and they can try and figure it out. But Jim, there's no antitrust. Don't even go down that.
Meanwhile,
road,
I'll tell you,
Oracle.
If you want something that's really relevant
tell
today
me something
to,
relevant,
to your
please.
10 o'clock.
Just in general, tell me something relevant.
SoFi is down 10%.
Oh.
And even though the number looks
good. The full year was good. They did trim Q2 guide. Yeah.
I didn't expect that. What I want to know is, I know that Tony's going to be, Anthony's going to be very open, but did it hurt? You know, how much is the cancellation of student loans matter? How much is that convert that they did that people are just leaning on and banging it down? That's going to be a very big interview to have because there's a lot of individuals that are on that stock.
Any concerns about Republic First or the regionals today?
I think that's one and done. Bad management. I know people would like to read through, but that's a very small Philadelphia bank that doesn't really have a foothold. I wouldn't regard them as being anything. I could have bought it on Friday if you saw them.
We mentioned DPZ before. the bell, was up Russell. About 7 pre-market, reiterates the long-term guide, comps beat. We'll get McDonald's this week.
But Russell Wiener's done a remarkable job. They have a loyalty program. The pickup has been really strong. The domestic has been a major turn. We got used for a while to having 1+, 2+, forget that. I happen to think that Restaurant Brands is going to be fantastic. That's Pat Doyle, who has done a remarkable job since he's come back. Remember, he ran Domino's. It's fantastic. Pat Doyle is the executive chairman,
yeah.
But his riding herd there, David, they have really turned around Burger King. Watch his Tim Hortons. I think Tim Hortons is going to be really good.
Okay. Guys, recent IPOs, I'm taking a look at Rubrik shares, which are down about 6.5%. I don't have an opinion, Jim.
How about
sure
Reddit?
You do. No, but we got a big one coming this week, Viking. I've been hearing a number of things about that.
Oh, my God, they upsized Viking deal.
Yeah, there does seem to be a good deal of enthusiasm, potentially, for the IPO of
Royal Caribbean has been fantastic.
Viking, although I do recall last week, I thought you said sold to you, but maybe I misheard you.
No, anything. Royal Caribbean is the only one that I want to own, because Royal Caribbean is fabulous.
That's it. You don't want to own the
others aren't doing that well. Royal Caribbean is killing.
There's a look at Rubrik, which did price above that. So, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Enterprise.
Price below that. It's
enterprise
still above
software with cybersecurity. There's so many of those deals that are waiting to happen. Enterprise software, cybersecurity. That's what people, they gave those companies billions, and now they're trying to cash in.
Well, year to date, traditional IPOs have raised almost $11 billion, 3x the year ago. Not bad. We're getting
bad
somewhere.
At all. Look, I think that the people want them. Rubrik was very well received. By the way, Rubrik's a good company.
Is it?
It has the advantage of being a good company.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, right?
So it's got that going.
Now, Reddit, does that have the advantage of being a good company? I don't know.
Yeah, how's Reddit? I haven't even looked at Reddit.
If you get your news from Reddit and from TikTok, are you being influenced by the Russians or the Chinese?
Wow.
Who does the most of the
influencing?
Why is
Reddit up 7% today?
Well, because Reddit's, people are liking it.
I guess that. Thank you for that observation.
Yeah, I'm a keen eye for the obvious like you did last week. I will say this, and this is from a Reddit user, that Steve Hoffman has infused it with ads. Now, there's some people who don't like that, but you know what? It's not a charity, and the ads are good.
Well, one of the big knocks was you've been around for 20 years. Why haven't you ever been able to become profitable?
Because
the
user experience, they were unwilling to compromise. Now they're willing to compromise. I know so many people get the news from Reddit. It's incredible. They prefer that to, say, like, ABC News. They think it's just as good, except for it's easier. It doesn't cost anything because they've cut the cord years ago. These are the never quarters. Don't you hate that?
The never quarters,
you know, the people who just, or they love,
well, they never
David, they
cable,
love fixed
yeah.
wireless. Fixed wireless, because they don't care about latency.
Fixed wireless.
They don't care if they get the news 4 seconds late.
You can make an argument, has proved to be more of a competitive threat to
have
traditional
you tried
cable.
It? For, what than, it's like?
I have not tried
you,
it. No.
You, it's, it, it, it's
I
like,
see the T-Mobile ads with Aquaman.
It's not as good as. Yeah. Okay, it's not
Jason
as good
Momoya,
as.
Jason Momoa, that's his name, right? Jason,
yeah. But it's you know, Mike Sievert. Is he going to destroy everyone?
Mike Sievert, yes. He's going to
destroy everyone.
Everyone, yes. He's a secret weapon.
He is?
Yes. Yes.
He thought
yes.
Ledger was disruptive.
He's like Lex Luthor. He's a criminal mastermind.
Ms. Tesmacher.
I had not thought about that.
Yes.
Jim, quick bit on energy. We got Blinken in Saudi today, hoping that this Hamas hostage truce gets accepted. And oil, meantime, pretty steady here.
Yeah,
right?
but there's a, you know, we're getting a lot of negative chatter about SLB, the old Schlumberger, and the deals they did. I mean, and also that the Saudi, that they're not drilling as much in the Middle East. You know, they're more focused on solar, on renewables in the Middle East. To be specific, Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
So
yeah.
SLB is disliked. Now, SLB is the best there is. I mean, in terms of being a pristine driller. A lot of people are saying buy Halliburton, not SLB. Do you know that my wife sat next to Matthew McConaughey on the left side and Mike Sievert on the right side, did not speak to McConaughey at all and told me, hey, that guy Sievert's really cool. What is it? What does he do for a living?
I see that.
I said, he runs T-Mobile. She says, well, he was much cooler than McConaughey. McConaughey wanted to talk about socks. Sievert wanted to talk about music. Sievert, you know, he liked Dave Matthews.
We did get an upgrade of tea today over at Barclays. Goes to overweight.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
David, you want to comment on that tea
upgrade? Sure, I'll be happy to comment. Jim, sort of mixed reaction to earnings from both Verizon and AT&T.
Verizon went down big after being up
there. It did. It turned around.
But Hans is,
there was
know,
a question as
Hans
to,
is Hans.
There was a question as to the quality that? Overall of the earnings. And then there is still this concern overall, as well, as you well know, about this government program that's helped to subsidize broadband usage, ACP.
ACP, that's the most important thing in the world.
The
who's going to keep this?
Largest of the companies that have relied on it, at least in part for some portion of their subscribers, is Charter. But it includes AT&T, it includes Comcast. Right. And so
the native Charter knows as that question
as
how
that
well
program
converting
starts to go away.
How
has
can
been
you
going
convert
away.
Those people? How much money do they have?
I don't know. I don't know if they don't clearly
don't
have enough
to
money to
so
pay their
dynamic.
Broadband bills so fully right. without some aid.
T-Mobile?
But the idea is to get as much broadband to as many people as possible. By the way, one way to do that ultimately would probably be Starlink.
What?
Starlink. Yeah. Starlink? Yeah, never underestimate Elon Musk, man. SpaceX, what, $180 billion market value? Private market value already. Starlink. Yeah.
Just great.
Starlink.
So that's who the real enemy is, and Siebert's not the enemy.
Starlink is going to, I doubted it at first, but it's for real, man.
2001, Space Odyssey, Starlink.
I got some notes on it somewhere from some conversations. I can't find it.
Dave, I'm sorry, I can't do
you Daved
that.
Me? What?
No, from 2001.
Oh, 2001.
Yes. Yeah. I can't do that.
Starlink.
I can't do that.
Daisy, crazy.
Yeah.
Hanging on to 51.10 here this morning. As for bonds, busy week as well on that front with the Fed decision, some ISMs this week, jobs number, JOLTS, and Q1 productivity all headed our way in the coming days. Don't go anywhere. Watch Philips today soaring in the market today as the Dutch medical devices maker finally gets a settlement on that personal injury issue regarded to the global recall of its ventilators that were used to treat sleep apnea. $1.1 billion and will not admit any fault or liability. Shares, as you can see, for the month up more than 40%. Dow's up 120. Stop Trading with Jim is up next. Let's get to Jim and stop trading.
Sometimes you get something hits your desk, and it just seems like a clean upgrade. Jefferies upgrading, General Dynamics really good. Talking about Gulfstream doing really, really well, bottom line inflection. So people should look at this because the defense stocks have been kind of left for dead, and General Dynamics has just been going down during this period where the defense budget was actually below what we thought it would be. I like this call because of Gulfstream, not because of the defense budget.
Jim, what's coming up tonight?
I have ResMed, which is, this is also sleep apnea. And a lot of it is going to be about, we'll talk about Royal Philips, whether they'll really get back in the scrum. I don't think so. Mick is really, really good. He's a great CEO and also a terrific guy who understands illness. Most of these guys just understand device. He understands illness. I've been involved with him, and he's gotten involved with me on some things. He's really fabulous.
The stock moved dramatically on Friday.
Yes, it did, because they had a great quarter.
Right.
But now we realize that Royal Philips is not necessarily going to be in. I've learned a lot from Nick. He's very educational, so we're good. Very thoughtful man.
Meantime, we got the VIX almost back to 15.
I know. Well, it looks like happy days. That those numbers, honestly, those numbers that we got, the number we got from Google makes people feel we're going to get a good number from Amazon. Which I like, but I think Amazon's going to be good. And then Apple, remember, the jinx is on.
Can we end with the cows?
What, Macy and...
What's the names again?
Lucy and Macy.
There they are.
That's Lucy on the left, Macy is on the right, and NVIDIA's not pictured.
At least it wasn't a house this time, just a couple of cows.
All right, look, these are beautiful cows. I tell you, once you name them, can't eat them. So that's it. They're now pets.
They're safe.
By the way, you cannot feed them tomatoes. They hate anything red they don't like.
Interesting, Jim.
And when you throw them a bale, they tend to try to get their head underneath it, and their tongues are so big they can. Dave, you give them candy.
You learn something
so
new
much.
Every day.
I know cows.
So much.
I know cows.
Yes. Agrarian.
Cows love corn. They prefer Indian corn.
Farmer Jim.
We'll see. That literally the new Farmer Jim. We'll see you tonight, Jim. A Mad Money 6 p.m. Eastern time. There's SoFi sinking despite this beat. Anthony Noto will join us in the next hour.
You've been listening to the opening bell on CNBC's Squawk on the Street.
All opinions expressed by the Squawk on the Street participants are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by them on television, radio, internet, or another medium. You should not treat any opinion expressed on this podcast as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of an opinion. Such opinions are based upon information Squawk on the Street participants consider reliable, but neither CNBC nor its affiliates and/or subsidiaries warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such. To view the full Squawk on the Street disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/Squawk on the Street disclaimer.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.